Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisee did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The scripture readings for Masses after the Feast of Easter and throughout the Easter season are purposely chosen, well, if you take a look at them, kind of like a flashback. The Gospel in John's Gospel was, again, to kind of remind the religious authorities that what Jesus said back then should make some sense for them by now. And also the first two readings, it seems the apostles spent their time going back to those who were attracted to listen to Jesus' teachings, but they chose not to put their faith in him. Now with the evidence of the resurrection of Jesus, he went back and you might say showed them in plain language what he meant, what he was talking about. It occurs to me that there might be some people here, you know, even though you've come to church, maybe have been coming to Mass on a regular basis, who yet need to maybe be baptized even, or complete your initiation or welcome into the church by the sacrament of confirmation. So many don't attend to that sacrament. In other words, to join the church with all your heart and soul. Back then, when the apostles brought the people to an awareness of what they could be doing, they asked, what are we to do? That was the question, what are we to do? And Peter's response right away was repent. Repent means be prepared to make some changes and be baptized. Receive the Holy Spirit. If there's anyone here like that, just invite you to consider calling the rectory or see one of us. The new class called the RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, will be starting in the fall again this year, and then to be finalized and celebrated on Easter Eve next year. I seriously encourage anyone like this, want to know what to do, this is one step you can take and will help you along. Some here today might be lukewarm Christians, baptized as an infant perhaps, but have a lot of catching up to do. And you may ask, what are we to do? Peter's response to this question would be, repent again, be prepared to make some changes. And then I like how St. Paul says that in Romans 10. He says, "Profess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead." And that has profound implications if you study that some more. In other words, take steps to follow your call from the Holy Spirit, no doubt, to holiness of life. If you want to take that next step, that's what you can do. Some are here today, perhaps lifelong Catholics even, but sense there's something more. Feel attracted to a closer walk with the Lord. And you ask, what are we to do? And Peter would say, save yourself from any corruption. He used the word corruption. Save yourself from any corruption you see around you. Get involved in helping, help to make this a better place to live, perhaps in the community you live. Follow your desire to deeper prayer. I think that's always part of the person who wants to do more. Deeper prayer. Prayer is your green light to God, who welcomes you with great joy to come closer to Him. Stories about the priest who yells across the church that could be heard, you did what? That kind of thing. I don't know if you ever heard anything like that. I hope to God you haven't. But if such a thing did occur, the priest in that situation, no doubt, included saying that in his next confession. We're not supposed to do that. We're just there as dispensers of God's grace. Encouragement. Any comment from us at all is to be words of encouragement, not judgment. And it's not a counseling time for counseling, but to keep it brief. What are we to do? Well, not as much as you might think. Remember, God's mindset is nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing.